Thank you for holding. Is this Tony?
Yep. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. I'm blessed and highly favored. Got me on the right side of the dirt, so I'm happy.
Yeah, me too.
Right on. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line mm-hmm. to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions like about the listing or how it works?
Well, I would just want to make sure that all my information got in there, because we do everything on homes from mm-hmm. the ground up.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it 44 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of experience. You're talking to a 31-year-old, so, you know, you've been doing it since before I was even a dirty thought.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, every client, if you decide to move forward, we would do what's called a client interview with you. And in that client interview, they'll customize the campaign, so that way we're listing you for all of your services that you provide. We list you for up to 15 different keywords or services at a time, and you can change those. So if you want to switch them or swap them out as the seasons change, you could do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's no extra charge to you, right? I don't know if Tara mentioned this, but the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available in your area for even in the general contractor category. I know you do custom homes, but you're in that general contractor category. And, you know, the last
two builds custom homes.
Exactly. Full service GC. You just do it top to bottom. Sometimes the contractors we run into, they just specialize in one area or the other, you know. So with you, though, that's a good thing, because then we'll have more opportunity, right? The more things we could list you for, the more exposure you get, and obviously the more opportunities that's going to bring to the table for you. So that's going to increase our chances of working together long term, since it's a month-to-month service. You know, you got to make money in order for
a month-to-month wait.
Well, normally for the general contractors, they ask $499 monthly, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's to cover up to a 60-mile radius from your street address. But you know, I'm also inclined to look for the guy with the most experience, and honestly, based on the list that they gave us, that's you. I mean, if you want to come on board with us today, I can reduce the monthly cost down to $299 for you, and then I could lock you in at that pricing structure for as long as you choose to remain with us month in and month out.
Then if I get too busy, I could shut it off.
Exactly,
whatever.
Yeah. It's month to month, so all my clients are coming back at their own will. If you decide to terminate the agreement, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that.
You know, my wife's also got a cleaning business. And
mm-hmm.
you say this is front page Google.
Correct, yeah.
So when someone looks up general contractors,
mm-hmm.
I'll be first?
You'd be a top recommended. There's three guys that show for each keyword or service. So you'll be one of those guys.
Right. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And would it stay that way month after month?
Correct.
I would be in the top three.
Correct. You're up there consistently. And then there's no other charges. You don't incur like lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So you just have that one-time payment each month of the $299, and that's what is paying us to keep you up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now,
sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable way for contractors to market for the last 15 years. The hard part's just the availability in your area, you know. I'm not so concerned about you making money on it. I know you'll do well with it, especially looking at some of the stuff that you've already done, like Home Advisor by Angie's and those guys. You know, a lot of these companies like that do Google advertising in order to get leads to sell you, right? But they'll sell the lead to, like, three or four people. So we're basically cutting out your middleman in that situation, and we're just letting people call you directly off the first page as a live call. And that's what most of them do anyway. They usually just Google search and then they pick a top guy.
Right.
but we're going to want to build a website.
That's how I operate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's everybody, right? But we're going to want to build a website for you too. And that's kind of a hidden thing. With the kind of work that you do, you know, definitely want to document it and show off, some of what you're capable of and what you've been doing over your time. Do you have like a logo or, photos of work that you've done in the past that you or your wife can send
in? A lot of photos.
Okay.
You guys build the website also for that price?
Well, what I was going to say is we charge a one-time setup fee for the website if you're doing our Platinum Bundle. So if you want to get the website too, it costs us $99 to buy the domain, so that's what we'll charge you for the setup cost of the website.
Uh-huh.
So
what does that cost?
It's just $99
on top of... You got to understand, I've been working for a big company for the last 2 months, and I haven't got any pay out of them yet. So I'm kind of short on money right now.
Okay. Well, with that being said then, Tony, I mean, if you're willing to come on board with us today, I'll include the site for you. I'll waive the $99 setup for that.
Really?
So yeah.
For $299, you set up my website and you... put me online for a month.
Correct. Our goal is to work with you. Our goal is to work with you a lot longer than a month, Tony.
You mean for the lunch boxes?
No, it's not lunch
boxes. Hold on 1 second here. My wife had surgery yesterday, so I'm trying to find an ice pack for.
Oh, no. God bless you. No, take care of her. That's fine. I'll hold.
I'm just trying to find the right one. I grabbed the wrong one, apparently.
I know how that is. What kind of surgery did she have, if you don't mind me asking? Shoulder?
Shoulder, yeah.
Okay. So like
she had a
torn...
car accident about 6 months ago.
Oh, Jesus. What happened? Did they mess up her collarbone or something, or the labrum? What happened?
Tore her rotator cuff.
Oh, wow. So her arm must have really, like, bent some one way or another.
You know, who knows? Because now they say her neck also and her back also.
Yeah, whiplash. So yeah, yeah.
She might end up going through several surgeries here.
Oh, God.
Which, you know, it's funny because for about the last 8 years, she's been complaining about her shoulder. And then she had a surgery last year in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And they had her 90% fixed. Then she came here to Montana. And they gave her a shot. And she said, Tony, I can't believe it. This is 1 week before the accident.
Cortisol shot.
I have no pain.
My gosh.
It's all gone.
That's...
So for like 6 years, she was in pain. She's better
finally
for a week
got
and then she gets in a wreck and she's all fucked up again.
Jesus. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. That's just bad luck, you know. Did you guys catch the guy that you know, or, you know, I don't know if she was at fault, but, you know,
well,
the insurance helped.
Well, like the nice thing about being here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really affluent area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And some 16-year-old blew a yellow light turning left and just rammed right into her.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was a young 16-year-old girl.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. 16 is like she's barely figuring it out, you know. That's a real rookie.
Well, and Dad probably put good insurance on the car, you know, because she is a beginner driver. And
yeah. Yeah, you know, take care of your baby.
We'll,
How long since she's had the surgery?
Yesterday.
Oh, geez, yeah, it's fresh. Get her that ice pack.
Yeah, so she's in pain.
It's tender. I mean, I imagine they gave
her
some medication.
Oxycodone.
Yeah, that'll do.
And I'm like, hey, be careful with that shit.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to take one too many of those. That'd be bad.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That'd be bad.
But anyway, it sounds like what you have is a good thing.
Yeah, it'd be great to drive traffic to you and get eyes on you. The beautiful thing about Google advertising is just you're catching these people at the moment they're looking for it. It provides a different kind of advertisement than anything else. Like if you pay for billboards or like flyers or anything else, the radio, people might get that flyer, they might see that billboard, and they might hear about you on the radio, but by the time that they're ready to go do something, they don't remember that stuff, you know? And so they hop on the internet, you know, they get on Google, they start looking up building additions near me, remodeling contractor near me, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, you know. And so we're putting you up there at that moment, you know, where they've already made up their mind that they're going to hire somebody or look for somebody to help them. So it's a it's a real different ballgame, and I think that's what makes it so effective.
Are you guys in Texas?
No. No, no, no. We're unfortunately in California.
You came up with a Texas number.
Oh, that's odd. Yeah, it shouldn't have.
Yeah, I got a daughter in California in the Navy. And they hate California. They just can't stand it.
It's the politics. You know, the state is really dumb right now. And maybe this November it'll get all straightened out. But, yeah, the state's pretty dumb. And our president is not much far behind him.
Oh, God. He's a fucking mental. He's retarded.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it like that, but yeah, I agree with you. So, I think, you know, it's just a matter of time. California, though, you know, what I will say about it is if you can get away from all the politics and you don't pay too much attention to the people, I think it's got to be one of the most beautiful states I've come across. In my time,
I've been
to almost all of them. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I lived there in 1980.
Oh, that's a ways back.
Very nice.
Yep. I was born in 92.
the day I got out of high school.
Okay.
You
went right over there? Yeah, I don't blame you for that one. Yeah, that's one of those moments you wait for when you're a kid. You go, I can't wait till I'm old enough to drive my own car and get out of here, and then you hit California. That's definitely... It's similar to what I did, too. You know, I was like, okay. But I had to anyway. I went after school.
In 81, the interest rates went to 20%. So was no work.
Mm-hmm. That sounds a lot like what they're dealing with out here right now, honestly. It looks like a recession out here because you go to the stores. I went to the store last night, and I told my wife, I was like, man, this place feels empty. You know, it's a giant grocery store, you know, right in the middle of Newport Beach in Orange County. And there was nobody in there. It was just like crickets. And I'm like, wow, you know. And then I go out onto the road. It wasn't that late. It was like 8:30. And sure enough, that the roads are like empty. You know, nobody's spending money. Nobody's buying gas. Nobody's going to the store. Everybody's just kind of, you know, laying low. It's kind of weird.
Well, you guys are still over $5 a gallon, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been that way for a couple years now. I think I fill up about twice a month, really. I don't have to use my vehicle too much just getting to work and back, but I live pretty close to the office here. And it's usually – I have a 4Runner, a Toyota 4Runner, and I think it's usually about $120. To fill it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. It's usually around $5.50 a gallon right now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We're at $3.40 right now.
Yeah, last summer, I know it's always better when you go inland, you know. Last summer, it was up to almost $7 last summer. I think some places it did hit $7.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a nightmare. And I had a road trip planned around that time where I drove all the way up, you know, up California coast, all the way to past San Francisco, that PCH Highway 1. And my wife goes, are you sure this is a good idea? You're bringing in all the gas.
Right.
And, you know, they get you out in the middle of the state where there's no gas station for miles. And, of course, that's right around the time, you know, the tank needs to be refilled. And then you see $7.20 a gallon, you know, you don't have another option, and they get you, you know. So
yeah, whoever thought you'd go on a short road trip and it's too expensive to do it.
Yeah, that's the sad part, because the beauty in California is driving around, you know. You get a nice car and you go down that PCH is so most beautiful stuff you'll see, but it's just, I guess people come from all over the world to do that drive though. I see a lot of that on tourism and stuff, so they're probably getting these people from other countries too, or they're hitting them for the gas along PCH.
Well, I'm glad they don't all know about here, because this kind of puts it to shame.
Yeah,
other,
I know.
Other than there's no ocean.
Yeah, well, I've always loved the ocean, though. I moved to Huntington Beach.
Too.
Yeah, when I was young, and I spent a lot of time jumping in the water, and, you know, it's a part of who
we are.
I went from
Montana to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, this is wonderful, good weather, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then it's 105 degrees. It's humid as hell. So I stayed there for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I came back here, and I'm like, why did I ever leave?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's difference in the country, you know. I get like that, too. When I get to certain places, you know, Montana, people say, oh, don't ever go out to South Dakota. There's nothing out there. I go out to South Dakota. I love it.
Yeah. South Dakota is beautiful.
I love it. I like going to Utah. You know, Utah's a great one. They got a lot of national parks out there. It's not so bad with the pricing and everything out there. So Texas is a great one, except for when it gets hot like that. You know, so I've been around almost every state. I think I've missed about five of them. But the beauty of my work is sometimes they send me out when we have, like, we get, like, the larger corporations that might have, like, 1,500 locations. You know, I signed up Extra Space Storage before, where we had all of their locations across the United States. So they're like, okay, you got to fly out there, meet with them, have this big old board meeting, lay out the contract, and have them sign it. And so, you know, from time to time, I have to button it up and take myself on the airplane. But I take advantage of it, you know. I miss the kid. But it's, I have a son, he's 3. But it's what pays the bills, you know, so I gotta sometimes do a little 3-day
trip. What was the name of your place again?
It's called Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yep, if you look us up, and then if you look up Google Building 1, they're right across the street from us. That's where I get my credentials.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're right across the street from Google Building 1. They moved it to Irvine, California.
So how long would it take for us to set this up?
Right now, I mean, 2 to 3 minutes. I'm just shooting the stuff with you. But I'd have to schedule that client interview that I talked about later on, and that's where we customize the keywords. So it's really at your convenience for the client interview. I could do that any time of day, depending on what your schedule looks like.
Well, just I want to have a day to think about it.
Oh.
And we're back to, what about tomorrow morning?
Well, the thing that happens with these listings, I can hear your other half in the background. The thing that happens with these listings is when a spot opens up, Google creates a list of the business owners that they feel are qualified to be on that first page. Because what makes the first page placement so credible is that we don't just throw any business up there, right? You guys got to qualify for it. So they take this list and they give it to our reps, kind of like Tara that you were talking to before you got sent over to me for the pricing.
Yeah.
And so she's
I don't believe that though, because this business has only been open about 9 months, and
yeah.
I've only worked for big companies. No one knows who I am. Nobody knows how reputable I am.
Well,
nobody knows anything.
You got to remember, Google is, you know, the internet, basically. It's the number one search engine in the world. You know, Google owns YouTube.
Yeah.
So anything that you submit online, like I told you, even HomeAdvisor's paying Google right now in order to have themselves on Google and get leads. So when you submit information to platforms like that, Google has access to that. And so if they look up, hey, we need a general contractor in this area, they pull up all the general contractors that they could find, right? And as long as there's nothing negative on your business that they could find, no crazy, you know, situations, then they'll put you on that list for my reps like Tara to pre-screen you. And so that's what they're doing right now is they're calling out. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that one spot that we have open. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category. So we can't work with more than the allotted positions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Great. So what I was offering to you is, you know, I know you're saying funds are tight. I'm offering you a package that comes with the website. It's normally $499 with a $99 setup fee. So normally it costs $598 and then $499 monthly. What I did is I waived the setup fee for you. So we're going to get you the website at no charge. I'm including that in the package because the real benefit to you is the placement. You know, you can have the fanciest site in the world. If it doesn't show up at the time people are looking for you, it's not going to help you, right? And so I waived the fees on the site, and then I cut the monthly price in half. I dropped it down, almost half. I dropped it down to $299. Okay, so that saves you $300 on the initial investment, and then it saves you $200 every month moving forward if you want to keep using it, which I think you will. I don't think you compare these two side by side with HomeAdvisor and say, hey, yeah, I'd rather pay for every lead from a third party that's getting their leads off of Google when you're already going to be on Google having people calling you directly as live phone calls.
Right.
Right. So I'm not asking you to marry us or sign up for 3 months, 6 months, or a year, but we have the availability, and that's the hard part. And if I could cut the pricing darn near in half on the initial investment and give you that discounted pricing structure, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, I do. I do see the value.
Okay. So I have to create your Google business profile and schedule the client interview. The main thing, though, is taking it off the board so that way it's not going to any other of these general contractors in your area, okay? So, So I'm going to create the account now, and we'll secure that spot. Now, on that first page of Google, you can only have one phone number up there. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 361-633-3966. And then I'm assuming Tony's short for Anthony, but I'll call you Tony. I'm just going to put your legal name on it because I'm going to send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing so you could write it off, right? And you have your write-offs as a business expense. What's your business email address?
TM Custom Homes 56 at gmail.com.
Gmail, perfect. And what's your last name, Tony?
Lazzaretto, Lazzaretto.
Okay. Very Italian.
Through and through.
I love it. I love it. You know, my wife's maiden name was Scopoletti, and they're 100%. 100%. I first met her in high school. I called her Spaghetti. We've been to Italy twice. I went to the Amalfi Coast, and then I did Venice, Florence, and Rome on one trip.
And I've never been there.
It's beautiful. Italy's probably the best, the most beautiful country, arguably, in the world. It's just, you feel healthier there. They eat better. They're more family-oriented. I can go on and on about the Italians. They got a great history over there, too. I mean, you go to Rome, and it's nothing like Rome. Okay,
yeah,
I have
my
your...
my brother went on his honeymoon, and he didn't like it.
Well, it depends where you go, you know, like I didn't really like Venice. Everybody talks about Venice like so great, you know, and you get on these boats and then it's just boats everywhere. There's no cars. You just either you walk or you get on a boat or a gondola. I didn't really like that. It was real small and the water would come up at night and it would get like out in the street so you couldn't really walk the street. So I didn't like Venice. Florence, beautiful. A lot of art in Florence, a lot of wine if you're into that kind of thing. I love wine. And then obviously the best wine in the world is over there. And then Rome is just a lot of history. So it just depends. I can say there are parts of Rome where it's like, this needs updating. It's been around for 2,000 years. They need to fix these roads, you know, but it's beautiful, you know. I think there's beautiful and ugly everywhere you go. That's the thing I've learned about the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's just how it is. Okay, so I have your business profile mostly set up. They want to do a Google verification. You only have to do a Google verification one time as long as you own your business. And anytime somebody looks you up, they'll be able to see that, you know, you're licensed, you have insurance, or the things that are required by the state in order for you to be a contractor.
Yeah, I have everything.
Yeah, that's okay. There's a form that that we're going to send you here. You got to fill that out. How tech savvy are you?
Not very.
I mean, could you fill out an online form?
Probably.
It's pretty easy, Tony. I ain't gonna lie. Like, they have a little section. You put your name, your email, and then it'll say your license and insurance. And there's a little section on there. You got a smartphone?
Yep.
Yeah, you just click on it. It says upload photo. It'll flip over to your camera, and you can just take a picture of it. And that's it. It's real easy.
Take a picture of what?
The license, the insurance, the paperwork that you have. They don't actually have you mail it in. You could just take a picture of it there, and it sends over to the Google headquarters. And then they'll put a little badge and a check mark on your Google business profile, and it tells these people at the time that they're searching that you're Google verified. And that's something people look for, especially if they're going to consider hiring you for a large project. They want to make sure you have all your paperwork, and that makes it so you guys can get past that point. You know, you don't got to get out there and show them your license and your insurance and everything. It's all right there before they even call you, you know?
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to build a site for you. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I will need a logo if you have it. And as many pictures as you could possibly send over. If you can have your wife help with that. I know she's got the bad shoulder.
She's probably not going to be doing much with me today.
Well, it doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be today. You guys can send them in anytime, right? I know you gave her the medicine and ice, huh?
She's half crazy. She looks through the phone and watches TV.
Let her enjoy herself. Life is short. Have
you
fun.
You okay over there, baby? She's comfortable right
now. Make sure she doesn't get near the wine or anything like that. That'll really set it off.
Yeah, with the oxy.
Yeah. That's not good. Okay. I sent you a text, Tony. I want to see how tech savvy you are. Can you see that text message?
Hi, this is John H. from Local Flash.
You're fine. You're computer savvy. That's my direct number.
Oh, I am not.
I know, but it's easier than you think.
I'm phone savvy.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. We're not going to ask you to actually hop on a computer. You know, everything we have, you can fill out right here on your phone. Like, even that form that I sent you for Google verification, it's just a link.
Uh-huh.
You know, you click on it, and then you sit there, fill it out. You could do it from your chair, you know. It's easy.
Hey, you're going to have to wait a minute. The company I'm working for is calling me right now, so stay on line.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hello? Hello?
Tony, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. I'm still here with you. I had myself muted there for a second. So I was going to say, I just need you to send in like any, your logo and any photos for the website that we're going to build for you.
I'll take you a picture of my logo.
Okay. Yeah, that works too. Just send in as much as you can.
The signs on my truck.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually one of the questions on the Google verification form. They'll ask you to send in that stuff on the side of your vehicle, and then it asks for vehicle and license plate, but if you can cover the numbers if you want, if you don't feel comfortable putting the license plate numbers on there. I have guys ask me that all the time.
All right. What, they just want to see a picture of the vehicle?
Yeah, it's part of the verification. Yeah, it's okay. They don't care. It's not like we're going to put this online for people to see that, not the verification form, if you don't want those pictures up there. I mean, obviously the good ones we'll post up there, the logo we'll put on the site and everything, you know, but they ask for that just as a verification. They want to like see the state part of your license plate on the form. It's really easy. And then, you have my direct number too. So if you get hung up on any of it and you need help, you just call in, you know, we also have 24/7.
So is that right now I need to send you a bunch of pictures and?
No. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to create the account and we're going to secure the spot with you. Okay. That way it goes to you. It doesn't go to anybody else. So that's your spot. Okay. Then we'll schedule the client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you. I know you're trying to take care of your missus there. Okay. And that's where we'll do a lot of the heavy lifting. So we'll go over like how you want the website to look. We'll go over the services you provide because we want to make sure we're covering it for all the keywords and services that you offer. And then they'll go over the service area too. I don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go, right? So they'll address that all in the client interview, okay? And then after that, I mean, you could take your time. Try to send it in as soon as you can, right? But, you know, you could take your time with it. Sometimes it takes guys 3 to 4 days before I actually get everything in their verification form sent over. That's okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know it might take you some time to pull it all together. You just want to try to get it up and running as quickly as possible. I mean, the sooner we get you up there, the sooner we can start making some money and getting calls.
Right.
Okay. So I have your account created. The last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $299 and schedule that appointment. How did you want to secure your first month's payment, Tony?
DNF.
DNF.
My company card.
Okay. And so it says T&M Custom Homes on it?
Yeah, my card,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're registering with Google? That 9981
yes.
Happy Acres Road West?
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that card, Tony, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Here,
pull it up.
2849.
Okay, an expiration date, month, and year.
0526.
And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
615.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just added protection for you. It's going to outline the agreement because I got you on a really discounted pricing structure here for the general contractor category. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that if you don't understand what I'm saying or if you don't agree with it, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. We do ask, are you, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Tony Lazzaretto, owner.
Thank you. And can you please state your business name?
T&M Custom Homes.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of T&M Custom Homes today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Tony, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you're missing calls, we're not going to beat you up about it, okay? It's more so like if we're trying to get a hold of you or I'm trying to call you, try to be responsive to that. I'm only going to call you if it's something serious that has to do with the placement and making sure you're getting listed. You're a straight shooter if you're an Italian guy, so I'll just tell you this. I will blow you up if I have to. I'll call you 5 times in a row. I have no shame if it's important. Okay, I'm just like, okay, good. I'm like, my lady, my best friend, name is Tony. His name is Tony DeVincentis, and I love him because they're all just straight shooters, you know. He's originally from New York, so he's like super, you know. But, all right. Uh-huh. It says, you're,
I'm done.
Okay, it says, in hiring our company as your Google.
Hold on 1 sec.
What, okay.
How do I find out that it's real? My life's just too many people try to steal everything.
Oh, no, no, no. You're in good hands.
You want to look them up online real quick?
Yeah, tell her. I'm going to send you. I'm sending you an outline of the agreement in writing and the Google verification form and everything. It's all coming through right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're legit. We've been around. Well, yeah, we email it and text everything to you, Tony. We document everything. And you get a receipt so you can write it off as a business expense for marketing and advertising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, usually, Maria, when it's bullshit, they're not going to take the amount of time they have with me.
Huh? Yeah, Google doesn't call you. She's right.
This isn't Google, Mark. They work through Google.
Yeah, we're a Google partner. Our company name's Local Splash. She's right, Tony. She knows what she's talking about. That's the truth. Google will never call you. If somebody calls you and says they're Google, their pants are on fire.
Right.
Yeah. No, she knows what she's talking about. Yeah, you should be leery of that. Anybody that says, oh, we're calling Google. Because Google actually has partners like us. That's exactly what we are. We're a premier Google partner. We're the ones who handle the listings. We're the ones you would call for customer service regarding your Google business profile. You wouldn't actually contact Google. And they don't want you to contact them because if they don't have a spot open in your area, then you're basically calling them for nothing. You know? And that's pretty much what happens. Most of their calls are people going, hey, I want to sign up for Google advertising. And if they don't have an opening in their area, then they're just turning them down. So
what do you need from me as far as I just said, I just took a picture of my certificate of contractor registration.
Yeah, so there's a form that I'm actually sending over to you right now. It's called a Google verification form. Here, let me go. We're on the voice verification, right? So in the voice verification, we have to complete this recording that we started. Then I can actually process your payment. And then as the payment goes through, it sends these things to you automatically. So okay. I'm going to stay on the line with you, but let's just finish the voice verification recording, and then I'll show you the Google form and everything. I'll walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're still on this recorded line. It says, in hiring our Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I'm sorry, I missed half of that.
No problem. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
She's looking out for you. That's funny.
I already told you about
Home Advisor. Yeah.
Angie Leeds.
Yeah, Angie Leeds. Yeah, I know about those guys. You'll probably wind up canceling them after a month or two of this. I have no doubt. But what they're saying with this, Tony, is we don't want you to pay for something that we're already doing for you, right? You don't need a website anymore. You don't need any kind of like Facebook ads. You don't need Yelp. You don't need Yellow Pages. You don't need Bing. You're on the first page of Google. Like, you shouldn't need anything else for online advertising. That's why I gave you a platinum package and I reduced the cost. I'm trying to put everything we can under one roof so that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
We just don't want you duplicating.
I'm still on the phone as I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, the idea here is to cover all your bases and get as many leads and job opportunities as possible from you from each of these platforms, you know? The idea here is to build a pipeline of business, and then there's a tracking system too, so you'll be able to see, like, which ones we're bringing in. And obviously, I can show you, you know, hey, okay, you've been with us for 3, 6, however long, and look, this is what you paid, and look at these jobs we bring in. You know, for you, it's so easy to show good numbers because the kind of work you do is big money. You know, a lot of the times I work with guys that are smaller contractors. You know, I got home inspectors that pay the same pricing structure. They got to do, like, 2 home inspections just to break even, and they still do it, you know?
Right.
So I think you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got me in Big Sky for sure, correct?
Correct. That's going to be one of our main target areas. That's where the high traffic areas are what we want, you know? And also, they're going to go over that again during the client interview. So, remember, they're going to go over your service area, your services, and we'll get started on your website. So,
do you know anything about Big Sky?
I mean, not really much from what I can see from the Google Analytics. Like, the Google Analytics lets us see what kind of traffic comes out of certain areas for certain industries and areas. From what I can see on here, you know, it's a very mountainous, beautiful territory, but there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people in the middle.
Well, it's not that there's so many people. It's the cost of the work is just skyrocketed. You know, when I was in Texas, you're looking at $400 or $500 for a square foot for a really nice custom home.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you're looking at $1,600 to $2,400 a square foot for something similar.
Okay, let me see here.
It's just crazy. Carpenters in Texas make $30 an hour. Carpenters here make $100 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, we could do like a targeted ad if you want to add that later. I mean, it costs more money, but I would want to start out with this because this will cover you over there. But if you want to get like one of those, you ever see those guys at the top where it says sponsored next to them?
When you search on Google.
Yeah, if you get on Google and you just type in like custom home builder, right? There's the top recommended guys that we're talking about listing you, but you can pay extra and get a Google ad which goes above those guys and it says sponsored next to it. And it's like Google sponsors this guy, you know, and it's like has you at the very top. And we can create one of those and drop it in Big Sky.
Until I have enough customers to worry about it.
Right. That's what I was thinking is start as small as possible. That's why I got the pricing structure down for you. Obviously, we're going to maximize the exposure we can get for you with what you're spending, but I'm saying I want your initial investment financially to be as minimal as possible, and then we want to get some jobs in, and then once I see you got jobs in, you know, then we could revisit the conversation, use that money to expand instead of trying to take money out of your pocket to expand. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
All right. All right, so the first month payment's going to be charged today. It's April 11th. Each month after that, it's set up to renew on the 11th, but it'll stay in the discounted price at $299 for as long as you're with us. It's an indefinite discount. Okay. I included the website, no extra charge, waived all the fees on the site, and it says here in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel any time because it's a true month-to-month. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business, okay? We just part ways as friends.
Okay.
You'll still have your Google business profile. You'll still be Google verified. You just won't see yourself on the first page anymore if we stop doing the optimization. Okay. Uh-huh. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So I'm going to try to process you here. And when I process this, you're going to get two text messages. I'm getting a error back. It says invalid account number. I think we might have got a number wrong.
Okay, let's look again.
Well, I can't actually see the card number because it codes it out. So it's just telling me it's wrong, and then I can't see it. It's all X'd out. So if you could read it back to me, I'll try to punch it in again.
5293.
Okay.
8600.
8600.
0003.
0003.
2849.
2849. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
5/26.
All right. And three-digit code on the back?
615.
615. All right. Hang on the line with me here. I got to make sure you get everything and schedule this client interview.
So am I supposed to have a text or email from you? I got the text.
Yeah, okay. It's coming. Yep. Yeah, this is stuff you could show to your missus. I know she's got, dealing with the medicine and everything, but she was asking if we're real.
She's from Honduras.
She's
been fucked over her entire life.
Ah,
she's
sounds like my wife.
She's scam and murders in the streets and everything else.
Yeah. Honduras?
I mean, literally.
Yeah, Honduras is pretty bad, El Salvador
it's
was like
really
that for a while.
Place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, they changed it.
They changed it around. Yeah, they're trying to start a union down there in Central America with Honduras, Guatemala. The president of El Salvador is trying to get all of them to kind of unite into like a united Central America so he can clean it all up.
Yeah, I hope he gets it done. Because that's where I want to live.
Yeah, it's beautiful down there. I almost was considering buying a house down in El Salvador because it's real tropical down there, and it was like eighty grand. That's all they wanted for a nice 3-bedroom house overlooking the water.
Right.
Yeah, go retire and sit down there in my flip flops.
Hold on a second. Me and Maria have been talking about this. Hey, Maria, listen to this. Maria, what did you just tell me about El Salvador?
Oh, Bukele, the president of El Salvador was talking about uniting Central America. So like Honduras, Guatemala, he wanted all of them to be in like a union, almost like a united Central America. And he wants to do with what he's done with El Salvador, he wants to do to Honduras, Guatemala, he wants to clean it all up. Basically turned into a tourist destination. So I was telling him, I've actually house shopped for houses in El Salvador, and the houses, the one that I found is actually a really nice, like luxurious one, and it's right on the beach, and it's only 80 grand, and you buy it outright. And then in those countries, you own the land. It's not like you're paying property tax on the land. You own the land, like it's yours. You don't gotta, once you buy it, you don't gotta pay anything else. You could just buy it and go sit on the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Maria have been talking about this for years. First it was Honduras, and then Honduras got, stayed bad. Then it was Panama, because Panama's got a solid government.
El Salvador.
And now lately I've been looking at El Salvador.
Yeah, it's literally now, in 2016, it was ranked as the most dangerous country to live in the world. It was the murder capital of the world. As of 2024,
now it's number one, isn't it?
Yep, it's the safest country in the world. He literally changed it from the most dangerous country to visit to the safest country to visit. And he did it in the matter of like six, seven years he's been the president there. He just got reelected again. Yeah, I think they do 5-year terms down there. So he just got reelected again this year. And he turned the whole place around. But he has his tactics have been questioned, because he's very, brash with how he does things, but it's the only way really to clean it up. Yeah, he created, the first thing he did
was
build.
Well, how are you supposed to be when you're dealing with a bunch of gangbangers that cut people's fucking heads off?
You can't
be a nice guy.
Exactly. It was overrun by the gangs there. And so basically what he did is the first thing he did when he was president, he built this giant jail. Like the jail's like the size of a city. And he built this huge jail, and he went around just rounding them up. And these guys are dumb because they all got like tattoos on their face or on their hand. They got a tattoo marking for the gang on their body. So they were just literally going door to door, just cleaning the place up, like checking bodies. All right. And they threw them in the box. And that's just how it went. And they cleaned the whole place up. He did it over the course of like a year and cleared the whole place out.
Yeah,
so now 75,000
of them.
Yeah. And then once he round them up, you know what he did? He went to the graves, went to the graveyards, and anybody that had MS-13 on their graves, he tore up their headstones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you guys aren't going to be remembered. Your families aren't going to be remembered. We're tearing this up. Like, he just literally, they turned over graves. It was that crazy. He cleaned it up.
Yeah.
So it was,
really, my wife was like, oh, everything's so expensive now. I said, Maria, you know, I've got a buddy of mine that's got a place in Panama.
Oh,
he built like 3 or 4 Airbnbs, and
you can live like a king down
fucking,
there.
He says it's wonderful.
Yeah,
but,
you know what's crazy too, Tony?
Crime is minimal, but he's in the mountains.
Yeah,
you
it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, Tony? Right away when I get over to those places, even when anytime I leave the States, like I remember I told you I went to Italy, I've been around a lot. When I go down to Central America, I start healing. And what I mean is, like, I don't notice that I have any kind of inflammation going on in my gut. You know, I'm still pretty young.
Right.
But when I go over there, I realize it, you know. All of a sudden, I lean out real quick, you know. I feel lighter. I feel healthier. I feel clearer.
Organic.
Yeah. All the food. They don't have any of that processed crap. They literally have the trees in the back. They'll go pull the fruit off the tree and you eat it. And it's so crazy because people around here, we think, in the United States, we think we got it good. You know, in reality.
Yeah.
And then people are fleeing from other countries coming here. And I'm going, man, they done processed and messed up the food so bad. And they own all the food and all the farmland. So it's like, we're basically, if you don't work and get money, you don't get food. And the food that you do get, it's got a bunch of shit in it. That's, you're going to make you sick.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah.
It's, because the hospitals are big business. So I've talked to my lady about that too. And we go, hey, just buy one of these and retirement plan, you know? Let's get our boys going to school and go sit out
there. The only thing I worry about is these countries can swap so fast and then your 80 grand is gone.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know. I'm pro Second Amendment, you know. I've always been like that. I'm the kind of guy, I'll go sit out in the jungle with a shotgun in my board shorts and be happy than to stress out about bills and work every day. You know?
Oh, I agree.
If they come, they come, you know. You know, I mean, America can flop. I mean, look at what Biden's doing, you know. I mean, we're the closest to flopping as we've ever been, you know. So, I just, you know, it just takes leadership to turn it around, and then you hope that stuff sticks.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
but I got you all squared away. Oh, we're done. I just wanted to know what's a good time for your client interview.
How about 6 o'clock?
6? Man, the latest actually I have on my calendar, Tony, is 4 to 5. Because you're on mountain time. We're in California. So 3 to 4 is the last one. That'd be 4 to 5 your time.
Okay, between 4 and 5.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Well, now I've got a track meet with my daughter tonight. I got to bring her at 1. I'm not sure how long we'll be there.
Yeah, you don't want to think about rushing it either, but it is on the phone. You know, it's pretty easy. Mostly general knowledge information that you'll know off the top of your head, but I don't want you to actually miss the meet. And then she's questioning you, did you see that? So how about, what about tomorrow? I could do any time between 8 a.m. and 4 and 5 at the latest.
8 in the morning.
8 a.m. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. I'll shoot you a text message. I'm going to set up like an automated text message reminder before the client interview for you too, in case you forget or get wrapped up in the meet tonight.
Okay.
All right. Well, all your paperwork's there. Tony, you got my direct number.
I'll talk to you in the morning.
Yeah. It'll talk to me in the morning. Take care of the missus. Enjoy that track meet, and I'll be talking to you before you know it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.